Start. We're on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, or Kedei Lasos. That's what we're up to. Second. Yeah. Or Kedei Lasos. Or Kedei Lasos, we said a Kameya. So, Boy Mine Rav Merav Nachman. Hamotzi or Bekamo. How much leather do you have to carry out to be chayav? Amalei kididnan, like we said. Or kedei lasos kameya. Hamavdo bekamo. What about if I want to tan the hide? How much hide do you have to tan to be over the isser of tanning hides? That's the question. So, amalei lo shana, the same amount. Now, li'avdo, what about carrying out untanned leather that I'm going to tan? Li'avdo, bekama. It's leather that I'm going to use for tanning, but I didn't tan yet. So that you can't write a kimeya on that. How much the shear for that? Amalei lo shana, the same thing. It's the same shear. Uminat Timra, how do you know it's the same shear? Kiditnan, we're going to learn later. Hamalabain, cleaning, whitening. Hamanafet, which is like combing. Hatzoveya, dyeing. Vahatove, spinning. Shiuro, kemole rochav hasit kafel. A sit is the amount of space between your two fingers like this, like a V. The space between the two is called a sit. So two of those. That's the shear for all this. Whitening a garment, that's how big the garment is. Combing a garment, sewing a garment, all that, the shear is two sit. The oreg base chutin, and if somebody weaves two threads, shiru kamali rochav hasit. The shear is a sit. Alma, what do you see? Kiven de la tevia koi shiura ketavoy. Right? The shear of Pavoy is spinning. The shear of spinning wool is the same shear. The shear of spinning wool is the same shear as spinning, right? Alma, kivin de la tevia, koi shear ketevia. Hachanami, kivin de la avdo, koi shear hamu'ubad. The shear for tanning is the same shear as not for tanning. In other words, the shear for carrying leather is the same shear whether you tanned it or not. It's the same shear. Bishalola avdo bakama, and how much is that? Amalei again, lo shna. There's no difference. It's the same exact shear. Says the Gemara, v'lo shani bein mu'ubar l'she'ena mu'ubud. Well, there's no difference between leather that's been tanned and leather that's not been tanned. That doesn't make any sense. Esve, hamotzi samonim, if somebody carries samonim, our spices, shiruyin, that have been soaked, kede litzva behen dugma. Li'ira, the amount that you have for a dugma, a sample, a swatch. Li'ira, right? To put on some kind of, I think it's some kind of pot, a reed, okay? Ve'ilu, b'samonim she'ena shiruyin. What if the spices are not soaked? Ditnan, we're going to learn later. Klipe agozim, the peels of egozim, the klipe rimonim, or the peels of rimonim. Satis upua. Satis and pua are non-edible things that are used for dye, like things in the field, things that grow that you make dyes out of it. Kide litzoa behen, beged katan, lefi sevacha. The shear is how much you have to dye for a woman's hat, right? So what's the kasha? The kasha is, you see that there's a different shear for dyes that are ready and dyes that are not ready. There's a different shear. Second, when it comes to hides, there is no different shear for hides that are tanned and hides that are not tanned. It should be the same thing. The hides should have a different shear whether they're tanned or not. How can they have the same shear? By spices, you see it's like that. By dyes, you see it's like that. You have a different shear depending on what the stage of the dye. So the Gemara says, Ho itmar Allah. Amr of Nachum and Rav Ravua, Because a person's not going to be busy, right, to make all the dyes for such a small payoff, for such a small thing, to make it for a swatch. No one's going to do that. However, by leather, which the shear is so small that you can make a kameya out of it, somebody will use the shear of the hide. So the shear is the same because it has uses for both things. Whether it's untanned or tanned, it's the same shear because they both have uses. By the dyes, there's no use for a dye for such a small amount. Therefore, it has to be dyed. But undyed, unmixed, whatever, unmixed, there's nothing to do with it. Therefore, it's a different shear. Varezarone gina, what about seeds? Demekame dizarinhu, a seed before you put it in the ground. Seed. Ditnan, we're going to learn later. Zarone gina, so how much is the shear for carrying out seeds? The halach is, pachas mipi grogris, less than a grogris, right? Rabbi Huda ben Besera Omar, chamisha, five seeds. That's the shear. These are unplanted seeds. V'ilu basar dizarinu. What about after you planted it? You planted it already. Tanan, we're going to learn later. Zevel, fertilizer. Chol, sand. Hadak, fine sand. K'delazavo bo kelach shel kruv. The amount it takes to fertilize one stalk of a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim say, K'delazavel kresha. The amount it takes to be mezavel a kresha, some kind of vegetable. What do you see from here? That after you plant the seed, the shear is much smaller. Because one planted seed is very chashuv. Before you planted it, it's not chashuv. You get nothing to do with it. You have to plant it first. So what do you see? There's a different shear on seeds before planting and after planting. So again, how come by hides, there's no different shear before tanning and after tanning? Why is it the same shear? Hayat Barallah, the answer is, Amar of Papa, ha, by the case of, one second. Hayat Barallah, yeah, ha, dizara, ha, delozria. Yeah, the difference is, because once it's planted, it's already chashuv, and over here, once it's not planted, it's not chashuv, right? Lefish ein adam tarach lohotzi nim achas lozria. Who plants one seed? Nobody does that. Nobody plants one seed. Therefore, if it's unplanted seeds, the shear can't be one. Who does that? The shear has to be more than one. He said five. He said a different shear. How much you're going to... He said a different shear. What did he say? He said he didn't give a number. He said it's less than a grogris. Nobody plants one seed. So therefore, the shear can't be one. When's the shear one? After it's planted. But when it comes to hides, they have purposes both before and after, and therefore the shear is the same. Vatit. What about dirt, tit? The makamid, the gabale, before it's kneaded together to make it into clay, Tanya, modim chachamim l'Rav Shimon, the chachamim agree to Rav Shimon, we had this yesterday, b'motzi shovchin l'Rishus HaRabim, when you spill out, when you carry spilled out water into the Rishus HaRabim, the revius, the shears are revius. B'avinan ba shovchin l'maychazi, what do you do with dirty spilled out water? What do you do with that water? The Amr of Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, you know what you do with it? Legabel behenes hatit. You use it to be megabel tit, to make clay out of it. Vilu basar degabli, but once it's already been processed and it's ready to be clay, Tanya, tit, kedelasos pi behen pikur. The shear is how much you can use to cover up an oven, which is a much smaller shear. So again, when it comes to clay, there's a shear if it's before processed and after processed, different shears. How come by leather it's the same shear if it's before processed and after processed? That's the same question for the fourth time. Hasam Nami, the answer is the same. Kedamrinan, kedamaran, lefisha ein adam torach legabel esatit lasos piyakor. Because no one's going to make clay for such a small payoff. No one's going to do that. Therefore, the shear for unprocessed clay is much larger. Once you already have the clay, then you'll use it. I use it for this, I use it for that. I'll use it for my what's it called? But if it's unprocessed, you'll never make such a small shear. Therefore, the shear is bigger. But when it comes to hides, you can use it processed and you can use it unprocessed. It's the same thing. Tashma, another try. There's three different kinds of of leathers. Matzah, they call it matzah. It's really hide. It's not leather yet. Matzah, chippa, and diphtera. Matzah is kimashmo. Matzah sounds like matzah. You know, matzah is made out of flour and water. It's very, very, very basic thing. This is very basic. The lo maliach, the hide's not salted. The lo kimiach, it's not, they don't put any ingredients, flour or something. The lo uffets, and they don't put any gallstones or gallnuts to give the hide a certain kind of consistency. The kama shiuro, what's the shear for that, for carrying? Tana Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, k'de latzer bo mishkolas katana. The amount they used for a small weight. The kama, how much is that? Amra Abaya, riva de riva de pumpadisa. It's a quarter of a liter of pumpadisa, whatever that means. A certain kind of weight. Chippa, what's chippa? Chippa is another kind of a hide that's more processed. The maliach, it's already been salted. Velo kemiach, but it has not been, no, kemiach means, again, flour from kemach. Velo afitz, there's no gallnuts. It's already more processed. The kamashiuro, what's the shear for that? Kiditnan, like we learned in our Mishnah, or kedelasos kemiah. Hide, enough to make a kemiah out of it. Next, diphtera. What's diphtera? The maliach, the kamiach, velo afitz. It's more processed. The kamashiuro, what's the shear for that? Kedelichta velavis haget. However much it takes to write a get. Okay? Anyway, ketani mihas, what did it say over here? It was enough to make a small weight. Vamar Abaya, and Abaya said, river de river de pumpadisa. All right, so some weight in pumpadisa. Again, the shears are different depending on if it's processed, right? And I'm sorry, the shears are different here. Rav Nachman said, there's no difference in shear from untanned hides and tanned hides. There's no difference in processed hides and unprocessed, all the same shear. It's not true. We just got you this brisa that on different hides, there's different shears. What's the difference? The difference is how far in the process you are in making hides. Different shears. Rav Nachman was the whole page, how no, it's the same shear. Now you see it's not true, different shear. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Bibishula. There, we're talking about, it was right, Bibishula means it was right away taken off the animal. Right away it was taken off the animal, and it's not even roy to make it into hides yet. It's not even roy. It's like such an early stage. And that you made for some kind of weight or something. That's such an early thing. We're not even talking about that. Once it's already eligible to make it into a hide, it's taka the same shear. Vatnan, but we learned. Habeged, a cloth, shlosha al shlosha. The shear is 3x3 tvachim, lemidras, for tumas midras. What's midras? Tumah that you sit on. You sit on something, you make it tame. If you're a zav, other maybe a nida, if you sit on it, you make it tame. Even if you don't touch it with your hands, just you sitting on it. So habeged, shlosha al shlosha, lemidras. Sak, dalet al dalet. Or hey al hey. Mapats. Vav al vav. Mapats is some kind of, how do they translate mapats?
Mat.
A mat, fine. 6x6. Bain lemidras, bain lemes. Whether it's Thomas midras or Thomas mace. Fine. Vatani Allah, and we learned about this. Habeged, vahasak, vihaor, kishir le tuma, kach shir le hotza. The same shear. Whatever the shear for tuma is, that's the shear for hotza. Right? So 1 second. This brisa says, this Mishnah in Kalim says, that the shear for leather is what? 5x5 tvachim. We said the shear for leather is the amount you can write a kameya. It's much smaller. According to Rav Nachman, there's no difference in shears. Every shear is the same, no matter whether it's processed or not. So how do you explain this?
Once here's tumah, and that's hotzah.
No, but we just said, the last line was, B'toni Allah, ha-beged v'hasak v'or, shir tuma kach l'shir hotza. It's the same shear. Rav Nachman said, there's no difference in shear, whether it's processed or unprocessed. Here you see, it's not true. It's the same shear. So the Gemara answers, Hahu bikartubla. There, we're talking about a kartubla. What's a kartubla? So Rashi says, Mivashlin beroschin. You boil it in boiling hot water. Umiskasha leishevalov. And then you can sit on it because it got nice and hard. Ulakasos deluvkos. Shakurin pushtaival, whatever. Umitos lasos lasoso shulchan. Right? What? I got cut off?
He's cut off.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Can hear you, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
How come it just doesn't say that it's talking in our case about chippah?
One second. We'll just finish. So what's the answer? What's this kartubla? Kartubla is a special, unique hide, a leather, and it's only used for rare purposes, like what Rashi said, and therefore it's a different shear. That's why it's a different shear. But stam leather has the same shear, whether it's processed or unprocessed, and that's the answer. Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, so why did we have the case of chippah? Chippah was the size of an amulet. So why didn't it say that we're talking about untied and prepared and unprepared, we're talking about chippah.
No, because Reb Nachman said on top of the page, they asked Reb Nachman, what's the shear for tanning? And right. He said, it's the same shear. And what if it's not tanned? It's the same shear. It's unprocessed right. And processed, the same shear?
Then we said there's different types of processing.
Right, so...
And one of them was chippah, and chippah is an amulet. Why not to say
no,
that
but it doesn't. But it doesn't jive. That's the Mishnah. No, but it doesn't jive. It doesn't jive with Reb Nachman's statement. Reb Nachman said all hides are the same shear. He said that. The Mishnah's fine. The Mishnah's fine. The kasha's on him. He made a statement. All hides are the same. If by every other malacha, it's not true. But hides is different, it's true. Because the answer was, because you could use hides, whether they're unprocessed or processed. Each one has a use. By everything else, the use was worse. Therefore, you needed a different shear. Okay. Next. Not a hard after. Next. Cloth. The shear of cloth was, kedei lichtov parsha katana. To write a small parsha. And the Mishnah went out of its way to tell you, a small parsha, which is, by the way, Shema. I think one of the Mefarshim says, one of the other parshas might have less letters, but has more psukim, more words, whatever. So, v'ruminu, one second. We have a brayso that says like this, klaf, viduchsustus. Now, when you take a hide off an animal, there are really more than, at least two possibilities of how to make the hide. You can take the hide off the animal, you have an inside and an outside. You can write on the inside, you can write on the outside. That's what these differences are. You can then, by the way, sometimes they would cut the hide and slice it in half, and you had four places to write. On the lower layer, inside and outside, on the upper layer, inside and outside. Very complicated what these things are. We call cloth, cloth, right? We call cloth parchment. What's a mezuzah written on? Cloth. What is that? Parchment. What is that? So I don't know what it is. It's one of these options, right? So cloth, one's cloth, viduchsustus, and also something called duchsustus, which is also like cloth, kedelichtavol of mezuzah. The shear is to write a mezuzah. And what's a mezuzah? A mezuzah is two parshas. Shema, v'hayim shemoa. So which one's the shear? Our Mishnah said Shema. Now we're saying mezuzah. My mezuzah? What does it mean, mezuzah? It didn't mean a mezuzah. It meant mezuzah shebet tefillin. It meant the parsha of the tefillin. The karlai tefillin mezuzah? Why are you calling a tefillin a mezuzah? Why are you doing that? It's a strange thing to do. Why are you calling a tefillin a mezuzah? Yes, we called it that. Votanya, there's a place in Shas where we did that. It says like this, ritzuos tefillin, you have this ritzuos of your tefillin, im ha tefillin, if they're connected to the tefillin, metamos hasayidayim. Because there's a halacha that Sifrei Kodesh make your hands tummy. Okay? Why does Sifrei Kodesh make your hands tummy? Because they used to hide the Sifrei Kodesh together with the Trumas and Maisras. Because after all, that's holy and that's holy. What happened? The mice would come and they would eat away at the food and they would eat away at the parchment. to the Medik Zera. We don't want you doing that. You know what? We're making a tummy. Now you'll never put it in your Truma. Where are you going to put it? You put it in the Aron Kodesh, where it's safe. So because of that reason, it's Matam of the Yadayim. Tefillin, same story. What about the Ritzuos? Only if they're connected to the Tefillin. So, you know, you walk into a sofa shop, he's got like Ritzuos, just random Ritzuos. They're not connected to anything. That's not Matame. If they Atzmon, ain't Matamas as a Yadayim. If they're alone, just random Ritzuos, they're not Matame. Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon, Hanogea B'Ritzua Tar, if you touch the Ritzua, it's Tar, Adshiga B'Ktitza, until you touch the bottom, the actual box that covers the inside of the cloth, right? Rav Zakkai Mishmo Omer, Tar Adshigia B'Ritzua Atzma. No. It's your hands are tar until you touch the actual what word is that? Mezuzah? Doesn't mean mezuzah. It means the tefillin, and it's called the mezuzah. So what do you see? That a mezuzah can really mean tefillin. Now, Votekin. V'hamidiktani seifa, but the seifa of that price is said, klaf. What's the shear for klaf? K'dei lichtov alav parasha katana shevet tefillin. Shehi shma Yisrael. That's shma Yisrael. Michlal deberation mezuzah atzmaskinen. The ratio there must be talking about mezuzah. Because what does the brisa there say? What's the shear for carrying out mezuzah? And what's the shear for carrying out tefillin? So don't tell me the mezuzah means tefillin. The tefillin means tefillin. Hachi ketani. Here's how we're going to read this brisa now. Klaf viduch zostus. Whatever these two types of parchments are. Shiurin bekama. What's the shear? Dich zostus kedei lechtav alav mezuzah. Duch Sostos is the amount it takes to write a mezuzah, a real mezuzah, which is Shema and V'hayim Shemoa. And Klaf, K'dei Lichtov L'Parsha K'tana Shebet Tefillin, Shi Shema Yisrael. So that's how we resolved it. Very good. So these are two different types of parchment. They're two different types of parchment, and they have a different shear. One's just Shema, and one's Shema and V'hayim Shemoa, which is like triple the size. Different shear. Now, Omar Rav, Duch Sostos, Harehi keklaf. Rav makes a funny statement. Rav says that duchsustos is just like klaf. Ma klaf kofinal of tefillin. Just like on klaf, you can write tefillin. Af duchsustos kofinal of tefillin. So on duchsustos, also you're allowed to write tefillin. Whatever it is, again, it's the inside or the outside, whatever it is, it's kosher for tefillin. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, klaf k'dilichta parsha k'tana sheva tefillin, shu shma Yisrael. But our Mishnah didn't say that. You can read the parentheses if you want. Klaf in the suktas low. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, what's the shear for klaf? Tefillin. The amount that takes Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Right? Now, if duch sustas, you could also write tefillin, then why aren't you chayav for duch sustas the same amount? Why is it a different shear? Or it doesn't even mention it. So the Gemara says, l'mitzvah. It's for a mitzvah. What does that mean, mitzvah? Look at this Rashi. This Rashi should be on your refrigerator. Look at this Rashi, l'mitzvah. Mitzvah min ha-movchar klaf ba'inon. That part of the Rashi doesn't have to be on the refrigerator. What Rashi is saying is, or the Rashi explained the Gemara, it's a mitzvah min ha-movchar to make a tefillin out of klaf. Can you make it out of duch sustus? Yes, you can. Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Because it's not a mitzvah min ha-movchar. Rashi. Mistama, the call inchi. Every person, mitzvah ma'al yisa avid. Every person does mitzvahs in the best possible way. You hear that, Rashi? Who doesn't do mitzvahs in the best possible way? Hilkach, therefore, lo matzna duchzosas to tefillin. Nobody's going to use duchzosas to tefillin. Are you allowed to? Yes. Is it mitzvah ma'amuvchar? No. Who's going to do that? V'havalei ein matznin kamo. Therefore, we're not mentioning that. Who's going to carry out tefillin? Who's going to carry out duch sustos for tefillin? It's such a b'di'eved. No one does that. Therefore, it didn't even mention it. Now, is it kosher? Yes, it happens to be. It's kosher. But we didn't mention it because who does mitzvahs like that? No, that's not a refrigerator, Rashi? No?
It's not grade A material.
It's not?
I'm saying the duch sustos is not.
Right. So is it kosher? Yes. Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Because it's not mitzvah to muvchar. Who does mitzvahs like that? Tashma, Tashma, there's another brisa. The brisa says like this: Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. There's Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Tefillin ala klaf, tefillin on klaf, umezuzah al duchzostos. For some reason, mezuzah should be written on duchzostos, right? Now, cloth is b'makom basar. Cloth is the part of the animal next to the basar, on the underside. And And duchsustus makom seir. And duchsustus is the where the hair is, which is the outer side. So you have two sides to the cloth. You have the underside and the other side, right? And they're both eligible. They're both possible to make parchment. And one is called cloth. One is called duchsustus. One is good for tefillin, and one is good for mezuzah. So what do you see? Rav said you can use it for both. This price is not true. And the Gemara has the same answer. L'mitzvah, yes, mitzvah min amuvchor. Rav is wrong. This price is talking mitzvah min amuvchor. Can you use duchsustus for tefillin? Yes, you can, but it's not optimal. V'atanya shina puzzle, but it says if you switch it, it's puzzle. Rav said you could use duchsustus for both. What do you mean? It's not going to be. It's puzzle. The Gemara says, no. That's only on mezuzah. On the mezuzah, that's true. Meaning, Rashi points out, if you wrote a mezuzah on cloth, that's taka puzzle. Why? Mezuzah is only on duchsustus. And tefillin, mitzvah men amuvchor on cloth. Hey, you wrote it on duchsustus, it's not the end of the world. V'atanya shina b'zeh o'b'zeh puzzle. But it says if you switch on both, it's puzzle. What is both? Sounds like one's talking about mezuzah and one's talking about tefillin. No, says the Gemara, idi v'idi on mezuzah. They're both talking about mezuzah. V'hadach sinhu a cloth makom seir. One is where you wrote a cloth on the makom seir, on the outer one. Inami ach duchsustus b'makom basar. Or you wrote duchsustus on the makom basar. In other words, I think this means you peeled off part of the cloth and wrote and made duchsustus out of it, but it's not really supposed to be duchsustus. That's what I think it means. And that, therefore, both are talking about the mezuzah, and you made the cloth in a funny way, which is not kosher. V'boyzema, or you could answer shina b'zeh u'b'zeh tanahi, or this issue, whether or not you're allowed to make tefillin on duchsustus, is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, shina b'zeh u'b'zeh pasul. So one Tanya says, if you switch it on either one, you do the wrong cloth and the wrong tefillin and the wrong mezuzah, you pasul on both. Rabbi Acha Machshir, no, he says, no, you're kosher. Mishum Rabbi Achi bar Chanina, v'amrila mishum Rabbi Yaakov bar Chanina. He says, it's kosher, it's okay. It's okay, it's totally okay. And therefore, Rav, who said you could write a tefillin on duchsustus, holds like this Tana. Even though Rav could hold like himself, he's a Tana anyway, but he held like this Tana, and therefore it's fine. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Damar Ketana de Menashe. Rav held like a different Tana. The Tana de Menashe, Kosval in the Yar, if somebody wrote it on paper, Val Hamatlis, or on some kind of cloth, Psula. You can't do that. You can't take a piece of paper and write it. No. Ala Klaf, if you write it on cloth, Valagvil, Agvil is another kind of cloth. Val duchsustus, kshera. Now, kosvamai, what exactly did you write? It just says you wrote. What'd you write? Ilem a mezuzah. If you wrote a mezuzah, mezuzah cloth mikas vinan? Are you allowed to do that? No one holds you could do that. Elalav, tefillin. It must be talking about tefillin. What do you see? That tefillin kibrit on duchsustus. Now, one second. Ultanech, tefillin on gvil mikas vinan? You're allowed to write tefillin on gvil, whatever that is. That you're allowed to do. No one holds that. Kitanyahi b'sefer Torah. Now that was talking about, you're right. We're talking about a sefer Torah. And a sefer Torah, you're allowed to write on gvil. So this whole brisa was not talking about a tefillin or a mezuzah. And it's not a proof to Rav at all. And we have no proof to Rav from this brisa. Now, Le'im Misayelach. We have a different proof to Rav. What's it says? It says, Kiyotzebo. Similarly. What's similarly? So it's like right in the middle of a sentence. And Rashi fills up the sentence. The sentence is, listen to this, Kiyotzebo. We were talking about that a tefillin, can you turn a tefillin shel yad into a tefillin shel rosh? Okay? Can you turn a tefillin shel yad into a tefillin shel rosh? And the answer is yes, you can. Why? Because a tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha than a tefillin shel yad, so you're malin b'kodesh. Okay? Why does a tefillin shel rosh have more kedusha than a tefillin shel yad? Because the tefillin shel rosh has two of the three letters of the shin, dalad, yud. The shin's on the box, the dalad's the knot in the back, and the yud is on the tefillin shaliyat. So the rosh has two out of the three, and therefore it has more kedusha. That's what Rashi says in Menachos. That's why it has more kedusha, right? Tosfos says no, that's not the reason. Rashi gives another reason. Rashi says it says because it says in a pasuk in Devarim, Ro kol amei haaretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha tiyatzu mimecha, and that's a tefillin shal rosh. And there's a famous story when everyone was in shul. No matter what kind of Jew you are, it happened to some rabbi of yours. Happened to the Gra, happened to the Sfas Emes. Well, what kind of Jew you are, happened to that person that they were davening, and the goyim came in to murder whatever, and they saw, let's say, the Gra, the Sfas Emes, they saw a tefillin shal rosh, and they ran out of there in fear. So everyone said, "What's going on?" He says, "What do you mean? It's a perverse pasuk. The pasuk says, Ro kol amcha, ro kol ami aretz. They're going to see the tefillin, and they're going to get scared." So they all asked the Rebbe, whichever Rebbe it was, but we're also wearing tefillin. They didn't get scared from our tefillin, only from your tefillin. So the Rebbe said back, it says, Ro kol ami aretz, kishem, it says, el tefillin sheberosh. The tefillin have to be in your head, not on your head. So you're all wearing it on your head. That didn't scare them. It's in your head, so it scared us. Bottom line is, it scared them, that's why they ran away. The bottom line is that it's tefillin shel rosh are more chashiv than tefillin shel yad. Therefore, you can upgrade. What about taking tefillin shel rosh and making them tefillin shel yad? That you're not allowed to do. Why not? That's a downgrade. Kiyotzebo, similarly, tefillin shabalu, if tefillin got worn out, for Sefer Torah shabala, and a Sefer Torah got worn out, ain't osin mehen mezuzah. You can't make it into a mezuzah. I have this massive Torah from Bereishis to Zos HaBracha. It's puzzle. It's beyond repair. But the Shema part I could take out. I can cut that out. You can't make it into a mezuzah. Why not? Because you can't downgrade. Now, Taima, the only reason is she'ain maridim, because you can't downgrade. What if you're allowed to downgrade? Ha maridim osin? What, and if you downgrade, it's okay? What's the kasha? Now, the ksiv amai, what'd you write it on? Right? That's going to be the wrong cloth. That's going to be the kasha. Tosfos asks, how do you get Shema and Vahayim Shemoah in one piece of cloth from a Sefer Torah anyway? They're not even written next to each other. One's in Parshas Vezchanan, one's in Parshas Ekev. How are you going to pull that stunt off? Tosfos doesn't answer, well, just cut them out and sew it together. Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos gives a funny answer. He says, you wrote Shema at the end of a column, and there's room underneath to write Vahayim Shemoah over again, or the other way around. You wrote Vahayim Shemoah at the top of a column, and you could squeeze in Shema on top of that. That's what Tosfos answers. He doesn't answer, cut them both out and sew them together, make it into one cloth. He doesn't give that answer. Interesting. Anyway, back to Gemara. Dichsiv amai. What'd you write it on? I lav dichsiv aduchsustus? Didn't you write on duchsustus? Right? And if you wrote on duchsustus, right, it would be possible for mezuzah. So the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. So the Gemara says, no, lo dichsiv al klaf. You wrote it on klaf. One second. Mezuzah al klaf mikos vinan? But you can't write mezuzah on klaf. No, it's certainly in. Yes, you can. But tanya, kosval al klaf on liyar val matlus psula. Omer, Abshirim, Ben Elazar, Rameir, Omer, Kosavis, al klaf. You're allowed to write mezuzah on klaf. Hashta, by the way, if anyone ever saw a mezuzah, it's written on the exact same parchment that you write tefillin on. Same thing. Megillah, Torah, it's all the same. Now, there are rare people that have like duchsustos. I once saw it by a sofer. It looks totally different. It looks like tan, like a tan color. Like klaf is like an off-white color, right? It's like literally, it was like shiny. I never saw it before. And for sticky people, they write mezuzahs like that. You could do it, but you could write it on klaf also. That's like 99% of people, they do it on klaf. Now that I got to that pshat, you don't have to give the same answer Rav said before, that duchsustus is like klaf, the other way around. Ela ema, klaf, hareoku duchsustus. Klaf is just like duchsustus, the other way around. Ma duchsustus goes love mezuzah, just like on duchsustus you write a mezuzah, af klaf, close and a love mezuzah. So to unclaf, you can write a mezuzah. Whew. Good.
Yeah, I find it very interesting that you can't take something that's pasul and make it into something that's kosher and that's not considered an upgrade.
Right. Because by definition, a mezuzah. Right.
I get it. It's just you would think that maybe there's a,
right. It's better to go into Sheamus than to get the use out of it.
To make it right. That's
right. It's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. All right.
Have a good day.
So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow right over here. Dio. All right. Everybody have a good day.